you have any particular story, humorous or otherwise, that stands out
I think so. Instance of the coach of his philosophy that he used on us, that he used all different. I remember that you probably never could, you could never say nothing, brag or anything like that, because he'd put you down in front of the whole squad and things like that. But one time when we were sophomores, we lucked out. And we had a guy hit a basket from 40 foot and beat Tillman in the state regional finals. That was the first time of 3 years we went. So we went to state tournament, had a big lead in the last quarter, and we got beat 1 point. And we had a pretty good ball team. We had a couple of stars, rest of us sophomores. We were just players, and I got over a guy that last, he's a great player, but I couldn't handle him the whole game. And he had 4 or 5 baskets late. This wasn't humorous then, but then he got talking about me after we got beat going back to the hotel. It became humorous because he said, so-and-so wouldn't let that happen. He always had that psychology built into your mind all the time. But I remember I was a junior, and we played St. Murray. And Jim Owens and I were, we've been starters for 3 years, part of 4 years. That night, we couldn't play, had the flu. So the two guys that started in our place got 20 points apiece. Our reserves were about that good. And from then on, he said, Creason, you can just quit. We don't need you. Things like that. They wasn't humorous then, but he was humorous, and I didn't know it. But we had a lot of fun and run around together all the time. It wasn't no egotistical thing. We did it. We just loved to play. It wasn't much to do except, but prior to us, there's a great tradition in Brewers. In 44, that's 4 years before, they went 34-0 and got beat in the quarterfinal of the state tournament with great ball players. And before that, several great teams. And so we wasn't the first great team. We had a lot of tradition to follow. And then the years before, we went 4 out of 5 years there. And they're just a lot of fun. It wasn't no, you practice before school started. You practice at noon, you practice in the afternoon 3 hours. You scrimmage 6 quarters, and the coach made it. So you have to give the credit. And I came from Van Zora, 2 Mathis boys from Van Zora Grade School. Roy and Darl and Barney Threat were from Jackson's school, grade school. Jim and Mason Colt were from Brewers. So we just happened to congregate one time out there, and we had a lot of fun. I mean, it was a lot of fun. And it wasn't no pressure on us. The great things I remember about our coach later, coach there, and he coached later in college too. And we'd have practice games in the summer, which is 100 degrees in them old gyms. And gymnasium fill up and practice, fill it up, and people come.
Is that right?
We practice. So it was eat up with basketball.
Yeah.
And everybody in the community, you know, they live by it, and it's just a great thrill. It still is to me, because we're still friends and run around together. And don't very often we get together.
Do you think there's just too many other things for kids to do today they all can't be driven in that same direction toward a common goal?
There's too many things to do. There's a lot of other sports. We only had the one sport, you know.
Right.
You need, now you have in high school out here now, all of the major sports, you know, that used to be minor sports. And that thing, and we didn't know probably what a car was, you know. Maybe one of us had an old trap or something. So we all lived on a farm, and there's a different kind of life. Yeah, there's more out there to take away from. But I'd have to say that Marsh County still got a great tradition in basketball. I think that's still true.
As far as the players today, bigger, stronger, do you agree?
Yeah. Well, shooting-wise, you couldn't, I don't think shoot better. All our players can shoot the eyes out of it. There wasn't no size, but our coach, good position. But the first thing in the days we had, we started going up in Illinois when I was a freshman playing Metropolis. Some schools up there, they had an all-court press. First time you ever seen one in West Kentucky, we had a zone press, a trap press, and sometimes we'd have a team 30-0 before they knew what out. And that's basically the coaching, but we had the talent, we didn't have the size, but players are bigger, better, faster. I think 2 years ago, a Louisville paper did a poll of, and this is not fair to anybody, because he went back over a period of, in the 20s through now, who's the best teams? We're rated fourth of all time, and we're the last. I don't know, being modest, it just happened to be true. The only undefeated team since 1928 in this state, so we have a little pride in that now. Getting older, we've got to have something to enjoy.
And it'll probably never be done again.
Right, the schedules are tougher, you remember Hagen, Ramsey, and all them people, they were playing then, so we had some competition. We just had the good balance. He's all good at play college ball, so I think he's a pretty decent team.
3-point shot had been in the game back then. Would you have even been tested that year?
Well, we shot a lot of 20-23. Yeah, we'd knocked the bottom out. And our coach didn't have. We run a classic offense. I think you've seen it film. We run it just to the middle of three people. Just, of course, the duckings changed. You know, we had boys can duck it too, though.
Yeah.
Then, but we weren't allowed to do that. But the main thing is, 3-4 of us, you just felt as comfortable. And coach, if you got a 15, 18, or 20-foot shot, let her go. Yeah, we scored like we are. We just had good balance, I guess. We're all kind of proud of this team now, you know, since the time has gone on. And I don't think we paid much attention to it, but I'm out in the state a lot of things now, basically different things. The basketball state tournament, and I'll meet people, talk to them, and wherever the state tournament sits, sit by them or meet them, and they'll say, thank you, Tom. And we'll introduce you, and they say, not just me, they say, you're from Brewers. Then they'd name the other four starters plus a reserve. They remembered it. Joe Hall told me, he's down here 2 or 3 times the last 5, 6 years where he works now. He said he named every one of us. Every game we played, the radio was a thing in, you know. So you don't have much video or nothing that of it, but and we're good physical shape. We didn't know any better. And I don't know, just good things happened to us.